You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. While many of us are rushing to pay our state and federal taxes this week, some Bay Area residents are paying money to a different authority, local Native Americans. A group of Indigenous women in the East Bay have gotten together and levied a tax on residents for the land they're living on. They're already bringing in money, and they're doing it without going through the U.S. government. Our economics reporter, Jeremy Dalmas, wanted to understand how this tax is different from the ones you're legally required to pay every April.
If you don't pay the IRS, you owe extra taxes. And eventually, the government can take away your passport, throw you in jail, and even seize your land. That last one is especially familiar to Karina Gould. The land her ancestors lived on is now part of the cities of Oakland and San Leandro.
My name is Karina Gould. I'm the spokesperson for the Confederated Villages of Lashon.
At the beginning there, she introduced herself in Chechenyo.
Yes, the Chechenyo language is the first language of the East Bay people. There was actually 8 different tribes of Ohlone people with 8 different languages and 8 different creation stories. So we are actually different nations.
Gould is one of the co-heads of the Segorite Land Trust, whose mission is to bring Chechenyo and Karkin Ohlone lands back under the stewardship of Native Americans. And how they're funding that effort is novel. They've imposed what they're calling the Sha'umi land tax.
Sha'umi in our language, the Chechenyo language of the East Bay people, means a gift.
They're asking all non-Indigenous residents of the East Bay to pay a certain amount, depending on their home size or rent. Now, this isn't a tax that goes through the IRS. It's voluntary. According to the U.S. government, it's the same as donating money to any nonprofit. You just go on the Land Trust's website and pay through PayPal. But they don't call it a donation. Saying it's a tax asserts their sovereignty. It implies they have the authority to tax. Gould and her co-founder were originally wary of even calling it a tax because of negative connotations with that word, and because they don't believe that land should even be able to be purchased. But they found that the framing was effective.
I think that people understand what that word tax means, and I think that they are willing to be able to participate in that kind of way.
Here's how the finances work. The Land Trust suggests that you pay the tax annually. If you rent, then it's a small portion of that annual rent, less than 1%. And if you own a home, it's calculated by bedroom. It works out to around $60 to $500 a year. But those numbers are recommendations. People can pay what they want, when they want. Last year, the program brought in $80,000 from 800 specific contributions. Since the Ohlone aren't recognized by the federal government, there are many rights that they don't have. If they were recognized, they'd be given land, get medical insurance, and be able to collect certain taxes on their land. So the land tax is one way to obtain the resources they are denied by our government, which doesn't acknowledge their existence. And beyond bringing in money, the tax is also a way to promote the idea that non-Indigenous people have an obligation.
And that it's your responsibility as settlers that come onto our land to actually give something back. And this is an easy way of doing that, a way for us to heal the horrific past that's not that long ago.
The tax launched in 2015. It was inspired by a similar program called the Honor Tax that benefits the Wiat tribe in Northern California and has been going for about a decade. In 2017, a similar program was adopted in Seattle for the Duwamish tribe. They call it Real Rent. This is an idea that is spreading. But unlike your income tax to the U.S. government, there aren't traditional repercussions for not paying. The Segorite Land Trust can't put a lien on your property. So why would someone pay? Hale Zandi lives in the East Bay, and she pays.
Yes, I pay my Sha'umi land tax.
Is there a repercussion, you would say, for not paying the tax?
That is based on people's own ethics and morals.
For her, it's a tangible way to acknowledge the horrific treatment of Native Americans in California.
To me, it's like an ethical and moral responsibility to pay taxes towards the actual services that we want to see happen in our community. And I want to see Ohlone people gain access back to their land and save their ceremonial sites, save their sacred sites, and become, you know, recognized and respected as people who have survived the colonization and genocide.
And the tax is really helping. Corina Gould first started thinking about a trust to protect Native lands back in 2011. 4 years later, after they started bringing money from the land tax, they had enough resources to really establish the land trust. By the end of 2017, they were gifted their first piece of land by an organization that Hale Zandi helped co-found.
So where we're walking to the back part of the land is actually Segorite Land Trust area.
An organization called Planting Justice owns these 2 acres of land here in the Sobrante Park neighborhood of East Oakland. They have a nursery that is staffed mostly by people who were formerly incarcerated. Right now, they're in the process of creating something called a cultural easement that will permanently protect this back quarter acre as an Ohlone cultural site, no matter who may own it in the future. And once Planting Justice pays off their loan on the property, they'll give the title to the Segorite Land Trust, and then they'll lease back the land for their nursery. Meaning both organizations will work together on the land, but with the indigenous-run land trust having the control. And even though these 2 acres are right next to the 880 freeway, it feels open and calm here. Corina Gould says this is the specific area where her ancestors lived.
Yeah, if you can drown out the freeway a little bit, yeah, it totally is someplace where you can imagine where people have been for thousands of years.
They're about to build an arbor with a fire pit in the center where they'll have traditional dances. And they're also planting native plants that are used for medicine and basket weaving. They're hoping to establish a checkerboard of land around the East Bay and eventually build a roundhouse.
A roundhouse is our spiritual center. It's a place that we haven't had in our own territory for 200 years. And it's a way for us to actually do what our obligations are, is to sing and dance our songs here to heal the land.
With all this talk of taxes, I wanted to know how Corina Gould felt about having to sit down every April and pay her own income tax.
Yes. You know, I think that there's sometimes when you're a Native person, sometimes you just don't want to think about things like that. Yeah, one of these days, it would be great to sit down with some folks that are senators and talk to them about how is it possible for us to not pay these taxes on land that was stolen from us.
For now, Gould and her colleagues have to go over the head of the U.S. government. The Sha'umi land tax is a way to bring resources to Native people who were here for thousands of years before the IRS even existed. In East Oakland, on Ohlone land, this is Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.